Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If you've ever had a procedure done at a hospital, and most of us have, you know that hospital billing can get very complicated very quickly. You can imagine then that budgeting for an entire hospital is a difficult task. Some of a hospital's income comes from private insurers, some from the state via Medicaid reimbursement, and some from the federal government in the form of Medicare reimbursement. 2 years ago, during a routine audit at Gifford Medical Center, the federal government determined that it was overpaying some of Vermont's hospitals. And now the feds say they're not only changing the payments going forward, but they want some of the money they already gave back. Joe Wooden is the CEO and president of Gifford Medical Center.
Yeah, they have come up with a different interpretation, and they're saying, okay, going back to 2011, we're interpreting it differently, and so payments that we made to you, we're going to sort of claw them back. And it's around $300,000 to $400,000 a year.
Wow. So $300,000 to $400,000 a year just for Gifford Medical Center.
Yeah.
So if you have to pay the federal government back to the tune of $300,000 to $400,000 a year, what does that mean for your budget? Is that devastating?
Oh, it's absolutely devastating. So for us, it's $1.2 million to $1.6 million. We try to reserve for these things because the complexity of healthcare and the payment methodologies are just so extensive that we do hire accountants. We actually have a national accounting firm that sort of helps us understand, do we reserve for some of these things? Do we look at some of these guidance papers as being a concern? So we have tried to reserve for some of this. There are a number of hospitals in Vermont that have not reserved for this at all. So that's it's causing a lot of stress in the system.
Wow. And when that phrase reserve for this, you mean you've just put money aside to help you pay this back?
Right. Try to anticipate that this might be coming down the pike, so to speak. So what they do is they'll end up paying us less by that amount. So mm-hmm. it's actually a huge series of non-payments that we get immediately, which puts a great strain on our cash. So cash becomes a real problem in situations like this because all of a sudden they will adjust a payment that they're giving you. And if they take $1.5 million off the table in a payment, all of a sudden you've got cash problems.
What amount do you normally get from the federal government every year? If they're going to take $400,000 out of what they normally give you, what percentage is that?
In terms of for Medicare and Medicaid?
Yeah.
How much Medicare do we get and receive as payments each year for an entire hospital?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that's probably around, let's say, $25 to $30 million.
Okay, so
that's for an entire year, yes.
So $300,000 to $400,000, it's not like half of your budget, you know, half of the money that you get from the federal government, but it's a significant portion for what you normally have been able to plan for.
Right. Well, that's a great question. And if you look at sort of perspective, our operating margin at the end of the year is around $1.6 million.
Ah.
So to sort of, we run on very minimal to no margins. It's very tight. So our expenses and our costs and what we get paid is really pretty razor thin. So something like this just can wipe out an entire year's operating margin. And you need that at the end of each year to invest back into programs, equipment, facility, staff. And so when you don't have that, that's not a good sign.
As I mentioned, you're not the only critical access hospital in Vermont. Is this the same situation for all of them?
Yes, for all of them. And I think it may be affecting a few other hospitals, too. Not as much impact, but it does have some effect for possibly Rutland and a few other hospitals. I think total in the state, it's around $7 to $8 million. So that's a lot to actually pull out of the state of Vermont, $7 to $8 million worth of Medicare payments in 1 year, making up for their interpretation now for a couple of years. So
how does this federal Medicare reimbursement issue combine with the state Medicaid reimbursement and the general increase in insurance premiums to affect your overall budget?
Well, we look at all those things. So, you know, the Medicaid, how much the state puts into Medicaid funding for existing programs. Certainly, we're interested in what they're going to put forward and the future rollout of healthcare reform in Vermont. But the Medicaid rates are really important to us. And so the state typically does provide a nominal increase in Medicaid, although it is a pretty significant portion of our business that, that receives, you know, generally between 30 to 40% of charges. So, you know, for every $100 of charges, we typically get paid maybe 30 to 40 cents in the dollar from Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always, those are, you know, revenue that we get, more so the commercial side is really what takes care of our book of business and everybody mm-hmm. else. The commercial payers end up paying that shortfall.
So you've seeing more, charging insurance carriers more to make up this difference?
Well, that's a whole other interesting subject. In the transition of healthcare reform in Vermont, there is, and we're probably seeing that, that in the transition that the commercial payers are going to be paying even more while we sort of transition to a universal system of healthcare. So, because somebody has to make up that shortfall that occurs both on the Medicaid and Medicare side. So a lot of moving parts, a lot of levers, and, you know, it's been working to some degree, but then it hasn't in others, and so that's why we're all trying to reform this. I would love it if they could make the billing process and how we get paid simple. That would be, that's actually worth a lot in terms of efficiency and saving money in Vermont and in the country.
Yeah, well, you and everybody else, I think, hopes that, that's a possibility.
Oh, I would love that because it's just a lot of work.
Joe Wooden is administrator at Gifford Medical Center. He's been talking to us about some of the ways that hospitals are reimbursed and a way that a federal contractor has ruled that Medicare has overpaid when it reimbursed some Vermont hospitals and the money they're going to have to pay back over the next couple of years. Joe, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.